When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. I was just perusing some NFL playoff clinching scenarios, Doran, for this weekend. I thought the Steelers might be there. They're not. That's only because the Colts beat them. So the Colts can only win 11 games. I thought, man, if the Steelers, I guess they would only get to 10 this weekend. Ah, forget what I said. I did so much math earlier, I can't math no more.
Yep.
All right, let's bring on Jason Mackey. He's smarter than me. Jason Mackey, the Post-Gazette and 93.7 The Fan, joins us for his weekly appearance right now. Jason, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. I don't know if I'm smarter than you, though, Adam. I don't have that. My math has been broken for a while.
I was never good at math.
I'm good at, like, quick math.
Yes. All right, what's 20 times 2?
Oh, come on, Adam. Oh,
jeez.
That's not math.
Nobody answered. Nobody answered.
What's 13 minus 9?
200.
4. Damn you. All right, Mackie.
In there? All right.
Mackie, our Twitter poll question of the day, and then we'll narrow down on some more specific stuff. The Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Simple question. Can the Steelers win the Super Bowl?
Yes. I don't see why they can't. How's it doing?
Good question.
Is Russ a top five quarterback?
Hold up. 60% of people, 500 votes so far, say yes.
Okay. I mean, I don't see a team, and we haven't seen the Detroit Lions yet, in the AFC right now that the Steelers can't contend with. I'm not saying they're going to. I'm not going to be some nutbag that's, you know, predicting they're winning the Super Bowl at this point. But, I mean, I don't see anybody that they're discernibly worse than. The Lions would be my only question. But, Doran, that's a great question about Russell Wilson. Is he a top five quarterback? I don't know. Right now he's performing like one. I don't know if he is one. If you can look numerically, he's right on that fringe, 4, 5, 6, 7, something like that. But, I mean, they have an advanced passing game. They have a real passing game. It's kind of crazy that we were talking about the offensive coordinator and worried about the offense after that Thursday night in Cleveland, and the conversation is much different now. But, yeah, I look at their defense. I look at their health. I look at their coach. I look at their quarterback, some offensive playmakers. Like, yes, I think this is a team that theoretically, you know, if things fall their way, there's a bunch of randomness. I'm not scratching them off of that list.
Kurt Warner went through a stretch in his career where, let's just call it like it is, he was dreadful. From age 31 through age 34, actually through age 35, he was ass. And then at 36 years old, he throws 27 touchdowns, then 30, then 26 to round out his career. It's not impossible that Russ has staying power here. And in fact, Jason, I think it's more likely than not that he keeps this up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not looking for him to throw for 400 plus, but, like, does Russ have a handle on that room? Absolutely, man. Absolutely, they believe in what he's doing. Like, just hear some of the guys talk after the game. Najee Harris, his comments on it. I asked Cam Hayward about it. There were more, I know, but like being around that team, seeing the presence that Russ has, and it's not like an overlording, he just has the respect of everybody. And I think we've seen he has the physical tools to do it. I think he's in an offense that puts him in a position to succeed. I think he can move well enough. There are enough guys on the other end of those passes. I kind of wish, you know, maybe they still use their wide receivers more, but I think we're, differently, we're quibbling, but Yeah, man. Like, Russ is not ass. He's far above that.
Jason, are you worried about George Pickens and his antics moving forward? And especially in this game with Greg Newsome.
No, I'm not worried about it, Doran. I'd like it to go away. And so we can just focus on this guy playing football. You know what worries me? Like, if the Steelers are going to play tight, you know, games down the stretch where the stakes are higher, emotions are going to be ratcheted up. Like, I want to see this guy be able to control himself. Like, I'm not, you know, personally offended. I don't think George Pickens is a bad person or whatever these narratives are out there. But I think that they're going to get in situations where one of these calls or something silly that he does can be a heck of a lot more detrimental than it was against Cincinnati. Like, I felt like they kind of got off easy with what he did. I don't want to see that cost them yardage, a game, momentum, something like that, because they're a better team than that. He's a better player than that. I just think it's useless stuff that he's doing that, like, I guess it's look at me or his emotions aren't channeled. Like, man, step back and think about what you're doing for a little bit and how good you are and how many people are looking at you. Have them look at you for that, not for the silly stuff.
Do you think that he can move off of doing that silly stuff with an arm around his shoulder, or do you think they need to crack the whip a little bit on the guy?
I don't think he'll respond if they come down hard on him. I don't. I don't know. Maybe that's a parenting decision or feel or something like that. Like, I think George needs to know that the Steelers care about him. I think you know, they do, and he does. I think that just needs kind of reaffirmed. I mean, I'm sure Mike Tomlin has done this, but the type of thing like, buddy, look what you have in front of you. Look what we have in front of us. Like, this is a really good thing here. All we need you to do, like, we respect the effort. We respect the emotion. I love the way you play. Don't cost us games in key moments. Because right here, I know this looks innocuous, but, you know, if we're in the AFC Championship game and you do something stupid in the fourth quarter, everybody's going to be really upset and you're going to let all of us down.
Do you think this game Sunday will be close? Do you think it'll be like it was on the Thursday game? You have a lot of faith right now.
I do, Doran. I do. I think these guys were extremely agitated at how they let that one get away. I think they're going to blow Cleveland's doors off, to be honest with you. I can see this being a springboard to, you know, I'm much more worried about Philadelphia, Baltimore down the stretch. You know, they're 3 days and 11. I think they're going to be very focused this way. I don't think they can take another L against Cleveland.
You've mentioned your thoughts on Pickens. How about Porter and all the penalties? And Mike Tomlin's response, I thought, was different when talking about him after the game than it was with Pickens. Pickens, he told to grow up. Joey Porter Jr., he said, yeah, he's going up against a goon out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think they're different things. I think they're physical mistakes versus mental mistakes. I think they're, you know, effort level things versus just dumb stuff that's unnecessary. Like, I respect the way Joey Porter has to play T. Higgins. You know, that's not easy. There are a lot of comparisons we can draw across sports where sometimes you're just going to, you know, I don't know. That's like facing a tough hitter. Sometimes you're going to walk him, right? Like, you're not going to do anything stupid. It's just the way you have to approach it. That's kind of the cost of doing business. Yeah. I mean, Joey Porter needs to clean up the penalties. I don't think I'm stating anything outside of the obvious there. I think he will clean up the penalties. I think he's going to have a lot of tests down the stretch with the offenses the Steelers are going to face. But yeah, it didn't surprise me that Mike Tomlin handled it that way. I feel like they're two different things that need to be coached.
Outside of Russell Wilson, who's the unsung hero on the offense?
Oh man.
Ben Skowronek.
Ben Skowronek.
That's right.
Van Jefferson. Man's in motion every play. That's like his sole role is to go into motion.
That's good.
Did you call? I don't know if that's my actual answer. I don't think it is.
Look at Doran's face lighting up. He wants it to be your answer. Just go with it.
That's because people don't think about that stuff, though. I mean, he is doing a lot of different things, even though he, you know, people have wrote him off ever since he signed here, being the number two receiver. He's doing so many different things to make this offense be what it is. I mean, low key.
I mean, he's creating space for other receivers. Like, he has a useful purpose, and I feel bad saying it that way, but, like, yeah. Doran, you know what I mean. Like, he's doing things that impact his teammates on every single play. He's blocking. He's doing stuff that you never give wide receivers credit for. I just don't know if I'm going to call him the unsung hero of the offense. That feels a little aggressive.
Najee's been
Harris, yeah. Honestly, we don't talk enough about what he's done and in the angry running. Like, it seems like everybody is way more inclined to get mad over Najee Harris than they are to give praise to him for all of the stuff he does well. And then you look at stats that I'm going to bungle these, but I mean, you can go through their game notes and look at stuff that has him in a category with, like, you know, Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, like these elite running backs. And you're like, Najee Harris, really? Because the narrative around him, for whatever reason, around here is way too negative. Like, the dude produces and runs. I don't know. Yeah,
would you pay him? Would you bring him back?
It depends on what it looks like. Sure. I'd be open to it. I'd want to get it done, put it that way, Crowley. I mean, if he wanted like $12 million a year, I'm not sure I'd go there. But if I could get him for like 8 to 10, yeah, I'd be interested in that for sure.
Jason, are the Penguins back?
Dude, you know, I was pondering that a lot. I think tonight will say a lot playing the Florida Panthers. They might be. I think they're – I don't know if they're back like the top of the Eastern Conference. Are they back to like playing competent hockey and competing in games? Yeah, I think they could be. Like, I was really impressed with Tristan Jarry on Saturday.
Yeah.
You know who's been really good at him? Carlson. Erik Karlsson's been excellent over the past couple. If that has some staying power, man, Phil Tomasino scoring. You know, we all knew he was going to be the key to this thing, Philip Tomasino.
Yeah, he's the Van Jefferson of the Penguins.
He's the Van Jefferson. All you needed was a winger named Phil to get this thing turning the right way,
right
direction.
Right. That's how it goes. Jason, awesome as always, man. Appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday at 8.
All right, you guys are the best. Thanks so much. Take care.
You're the best.
Hey, Jason.
Go practice your math. Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette and the Fan. I look at Joe Mixon's contract. I don't think I would bring Najee Harris back. It's not because he's not a good player. It's just how I view running backs. But Joe Mixon, 3-year, $25 million deal with Houston. It's an average annual salary of 8.5. Like, you can't go Josh Jacobs. You can't go Saquon. You can't go Derrick Henry, because those guys are the elite of the elite. Joe Mixon's having a nice year for them.
He is.
And that's not breaking the bank. I just don't know that I want to pay any running back for 3 years.
I'm paying him. I think that's the type of running back that Arthur Smith wants. And that has helped as well. And the unsung hero question, yeah, Najee Harris would be it. And the reason why he has been fantastic this year. And he's very durable, too.
I got another one, too. I'll bring him up next.
I got another one, too.
Maybe it's the same guy.
It probably is.
Maybe we're going to say it right after we go to break.
Spider-Man me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unsung hero on the Steelers offense. We'll get to that. We'll react to some of what Jason had to say. I have more to say about Russ being a top five quarterback in football. That kind of just hit me. We'll do all that when we come back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you can do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we both said Najee Harris, an unsung hero on this Steelers offense. Obviously, Russ is above and beyond. He should be comeback player of the year, right? Although, didn't they change it?
They changed it, yeah.
You can't just go from not being very good to being very good and then get the award anymore. Although, he wasn't bad last year in Denver.
Trying to think who would actually, who's in the running for that right now. I mean, that doesn't matter, but no, I got my mind going.
Text us, 412-928-9370, because I want to chase that shiny object, too. Sam Darnold, but same thing.
Same thing.
He wasn't hurt. Yeah. Who was hurt and came back? Don't remember.
Wait, I just had it. Oh, my
Tip goodness. Of your tongue.
Maybe Chubb.
Nick Chubb. Yeah, I could see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just because.
Yeah. We were also talking about unsung heroes. We were talking about unsung heroes on the Steelers offense, and we got into a Najee Harris debate that we'll revisit here in a moment. All right, on the count of three, we're going to say the other guy we were thinking. One, two, three, Calvin Austin.
Darnell Washington.
Damn it. What are we supposed to say at the same time?
I didn't know.
We usually have this thing going. We had a couple of texts saying Darnell Washington. Yeah, I mean, he's been... I mean, last year we were talking about converting him to tackle.
Yep.
And I don't know that that was necessarily a bad idea given his knees and everything. God, is he valuable, though.
I mean, you don't see tight ends like that anymore that just do that in the running game. And you don't really pay attention to it. And a lot of people actually do because he is so good in the running game, but... You know, you put him out there, he's locking down a defensive end. He's locking down an outside backer for sure. Like, you don't have to worry about a tight end in a mismatch blocking on a bigger guy. Like, he holds it down for the running game whenever he is in there. And then in the passing game, he's been fantastic. And not just flat routes, not just dumping it off. And he does very well. He never gets tackled once. But, I mean, he's caught passes down the seam. He's done some good things. He's really helped this offense. And I know Arthur Smith loves having a tight end like that. And you just never see that anymore. You don't see those type of guys.
No, you don't. And I would still like to see more of him in the red zone. Like, that's the one area where I wish they would utilize him because he's 6'7". 18 catches, 192 yards, does have a touchdown. We finally saw Freiermuth back in the action last week in a big way. He caught the touchdown pass, then had a hilarious celebration. I do think Calvin Austin's been good, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he had two catches against the Bengals, one for a touchdown, had the touchdown against the Browns and a 46-yarder, 78 yards. Against the Ravens, like everyone, stunk. Two catches versus the Commanders, three for 54 with the Giants, one for 36, so it's a big one against the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
So he's made big plays in all but one of the Russell Wilson games, and they don't have a true number two. It's matchup-specific. He's been the guy that's been, I think, a cut above the rest of those guys. So I think he fits that conversation.
Absolutely.
But that's what I wanted to revisit when you said before, and now I agree with you, that Russell Wilson right now is playing like a top five quarterback in the NFL. If you're going by passer rating, he's fifth. The guys ahead of him, Joe Burrow, Higgins and Chase, Tua, all the weapons at his disposal, including Tyreek Hill, Jared Goff, Amon-Ra St. Brown, all that guy does is catch touchdowns. The best offensive line in the league. Good running game. And then Lamar Jackson, scheme, those tight ends, two good wide receivers. Out of those five guys, Russell absolutely has the least to work with.
Yes.
And when you think about Jared Goff, you have one of, if not the best, or at least hottest play callers going right now at offensive coordinator. So he's performing well, and he's right there in line statistically with yards per game for those guys. If you extrapolated it out for touchdowns, if he played the full season, he's right there with all those guys, and he's doing it with less. I don't want to talk crap on Calvin Austin or any of the guys that we just mentioned, but the cast of characters ain't the same as those other guys.
No, not at all. I mean, Russell Wilson has done very well. He's done that a lot of his career, too. Like, I tend to go back into the vault and think about why guys play at the levels that they play at whenever, you know, they had already accomplished things. And I think that that stuff matters. Like, you think about the Doug Baldwins and the Jermaine Curses back in the day. Like, he's always lifted receivers. He's always lifted guys that weren't big names and made them very good.
And they won their most back then.
Yes.
Now, the defense was great, but he had to make plays, and he had a good running back. But, yeah, I think your point's well taken. We missed an obvious comeback player of the year.
Yeah, we did.
Joe Burrow?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. How about you win some games, Joe? Why don't you go out there and play defense, Joe?
You see Shannon Sharpe's always putting it on Joe Burrow, and then obviously Orlovsky's like, it's not Joe Burrow's fault because of the wins and losses, and Shannon Sharpe's like, well, is that a quarterback stat, wins and losses? It always is, so why isn't it now? So he's like, Joe Burrow has to play better.
See, I think it's the antithesis of that argument, right? Isn't it? It's not all on the quarterback?
Yeah, but the W's and L's are. Whenever you win and you win a Super Bowl, the quarterback played well.
Oh, I know that. I know that. I think sometimes we get a little too focused on that.
For sure.
I mean, he put up, what, 31 offensive points?
I think he's been playing fantastic.
He's been outstanding.
I'm going to go against Shannon here. It's not Joe Burrow's fault.
Well, we just saw that defense up close and personal. That defense. I thought Baltimore's defense was the worst the Steelers were going to play. Passing defense, they've started to figure some things out. Cincinnati is dreadful. I mean, how many times they just... You have the running back in the middle of the field. There's not a guy within 10 yards.
Right. Everybody's dropping like an extra 10 yards in the coverage.
And... of course, Russ is going to see that, and he's going to keep going. But then you look, like, average depth of target. Russell Wilson, I want to get the stat right. I don't have it here. But his average yards per attempt, second best in football.
Yeah.
So
I think he's first 15 yards plus.
Yeah, and his yards over expected or something like that, or completion percentage over expected, is off the charts. So he's not just throwing it downfield, but when he is, the degree of difficulty is very high. And he's been outstanding. 412-928-9370. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And you can weigh in on the Steelers' unsung hero on the offensive side. Texter, you give coordinators too much credit and blame. Listen, Canada stunk. Fichtner stunk. Haley got criticized too much, I thought. Like, Haley kind of got ran out of town. I thought Haley was a really good offensive coordinator. I think Arthur Smith is a very good offensive coordinator. And I think the proof is in the pudding. Like, they were better with Fields than they were last season. They're way better with Russ than they were last season. They're way better with Russ than they were with Fields. They're a top 10 rushing unit. They're a top 10 scoring offense overall. They're a top 6 scoring offense with Russ. How do you not give the coordinator credit?
Mm-hmm.
And isn't he getting... some love now?
Yeah.
And we'll talk to LaConfora later on in the show at 9:35. And I wanted to ask him this question because he wrote about this 2 weeks ago. Arthur Smith might get some head coaching looks in the NFL next season.
There's no doubt.
He's getting it at UNC, which reportedly he's turned down. And that's huge. Because if he leaves at the end of the year, okay, you can figure that out. If he took the Carolina job, he'd have to leave like now.
If he leaves at the end of the year, he might take Russell Wilson with him. Or just...
I don't want to think about that.
Yep.
Go now. Go to UNC. let Mike Sullivan call the offense again. Time is a flat circle. All right, coming up next, would you pay Najee Harris 3 years, $25 million? That's the Joe Mixon deal. 412-928-9370. We'd love to discuss it with you. And we got a brief injury report when we come back, too. Najee Harris, 11th in the NFL in rushing yards with 824, averaging 4 yards a carry, 4 touchdowns. He's also caught the ball fairly well this year for the Steelers. Certainly did last week against Cincinnati. Doran, I think I could have caught a pass in that game. Come out of the backfield.
You wouldn't have got out of the backfield.
What if I lined up in the slot?
They would have pressed you.
Does it annoy you when people say stupid stuff like that?
No.
If I had that much space, I would have caught it, and then I would have died instantly. I probably would have dropped it.
With pads on?
Yeah, with pads on.
Have you ever wore a helmet?
I caught
a ball with a helmet on?
No.
Shoulder pads?
No. Doran, I've never ran with a helmet on in my life. I've put a helmet on in here for a bit, but right. I've never actually run with a helmet on.
I have a secret to tell you.
What?
It's different.
They're heavy.
Yeah, and you can't see.
You can see.
With the face mask?
Well, the peripheral vision. I mean, I played hockey. It does change everything, your sight lines and all that.
The mouthpiece, too, distracted me personally. It's a lot of stuff to focus on.
Yeah, it's because it's the first time in your life you ever had to shut up.
Wow.
Jeez. Maybe that's why you talk so much, because you've never worn a helmet.
Wow.
It's what our listeners say, that's for sure. That's why I couldn't wear one either, Callis, is because I would have to shut up for like 30 seconds.
Wow.
You got too big of a head in there. Yeah.
There's that, too. I'm sorry. I need to work on my lashing out against Callis.
At least I played football, tackle football, you know, for a few years there.
Does that annoy you, too?
I'm letting you guys. Don't bring me into this. No, I'm just letting you guys go.
I read that the helmets that they wore back in like medieval times, knights wore, were like 50, 60 pounds. Can you imagine running around with a 50 or 60 pound helmet on?
No.
So you don't get killed by a broadsword.
Yes.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. More wear and tear on running backs, even than medieval knights. Najee Harris, like I said, 824 rushing yards on the season. Steelers didn't pick up his fifth year option, but you look at a guy like Joe Mixon, he's having a really good year for Houston. 887 yards, that's more than Najee. He has 11 touchdowns. That's more than Najee. He's making $25 million over 3 years, just over eight and change a year. Doran says he would sign Najee for that. I say no. I'm worried about giving any running back 3 years. Now, Derrick Henry's 2 for 16, man. What a steal.
Steal.
I'd be more amenable to that, but there's only so much money to go around. I'm looking for another wide receiver. I might keep it with Jalen, maybe even consider bringing Cordero Patterson back and drafting a guy. Mm. Not in the first round, not in the second round, but kind of going running back by committee. I think you can have a lot of success with running backs behind a growing, young, talented offensive line and Arthur Smith.
I don't know if you want to give up on something that's successful. That's just where I'm at. And I think running backs are kind of revamping and, you know, restoring their credibility in the NFL. I think that it's kind of flipping around. It's slowly creeping back around where running backs are valuable again, in my opinion. And I think Najee is really the vessel to how this offense operates and why it's been productive. And I think that they're not going to find a type of running back like that. Like it'd be a different guy.
Well, and
would they fit?
He never fumbles. He never misses time. Sometimes he eats what Pat Freiermuth's girlfriend makes him on Thanksgiving and he gets sick and has to come out of the game. But those moments are few and far between. I mean, there is a case to keep him. There's no doubt about that. And I threw it out there up as a Twitter poll, Doran, and 55% of people are in agreement with you. He's having a really good season. That's inarguable. It's also inarguable that the top three running backs in football all played for different teams last year in Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, and Josh Jacobs. Joe Mixon, one of the better running backs in football. He played on the Bengals last season. And I don't love the crop of free agents this year. Like Chuba Hubbard, they just signed him. James Conner, he just got signed to a 2-year deal in Arizona. What a career he's had, just as an aside. So, I don't know. You could pay a guy less than you'd have to pay Najee, even though I don't love the crop. You could draft a guy, and I think maybe not get the same production, but reasonable production and it not cost as much money.
The top three guys, who were their names again that are playing for different teams now?
Barkley, Henry, Jacobs.
And all those teams that didn't sign them that were on before are missing them.
No doubt.
And if you give them truth serum and they could go back in time, they would have re-signed them.
See, I don't know about that. I would have were I Tennessee, because you got a young quarterback, couple of them, and you're trying to figure that out.
The Giants?
I don't know that that makes the Giants. I mean, it makes them better, no yeah. question. I don't know if it saves anybody's job.
Mm.
And I don't know that it changes anything in Las Vegas either. You're just paying money to guys to still suck, I think. But if I'm trying to find out about Will Levis, then yeah, I'd want Derrick Henry there as a safety blanket. I think it's a compelling conversation. I don't think they're going to do it, though. I really don't. I think if you wanted Najee around, you'd have signed him. You would have picked up the fifth-year option because that's not going to break the bank. And you don't have to tie yourself to a running back who's only getting older. I think they view running back different than the previous administration. But I am fascinated to find out. My hypothesis is they're not going to bring him back. But, you know, you win a playoff game and he keeps performing the way he's performed, maybe that changes their mind. Maybe they're open to that. 412-928-9370. Texter, Callis, please hit Crowley. That's fair. I should put the helmet on first and then have you whack me.
I would love to tackle you in open space with pads on. That'd be great. Be a good thing to arrange. Just in a field somewhere? Sure.
That wouldn't be good.
0% chance of me coming away healthy from that.
Yeah, but you would have to you would have to use your moves to just not let him tackle you.
I got moves.
We could do an Oklahoma drill.
No. See, I would die.
Yeah, you would. Because he would just land on you.
Yeah.
Not if you got up first, but I mean, I am pretty good at getting up.
Well, and he's quicker now with the weight loss.
Yeah.
Where are you now on the weight loss?
Just under 40 pounds.
Pretty good.
Yep.
That's pretty good. Congratulations
to you.
He's
nimble, too. He's very nimble. And
I'm starting to lift, so that's actually even not
what?
Good for you. Yeah, isn't that great?
Do you want to lift together?
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk about that.
I literally offered to exercise with you like 5 times in the last 2 months.
So have I.
I ain't working out next to you.
Why? I could push you.
I only hung out with ugly dudes in college so that I look better by extension. I ain't going to the gym with you.
So you're saying Callis is ugly?
You're saying that you would look better next to me?
Lifting? Then the 6-year NFL guy? Yes. I'm not saying I'd lift more than you. I'm just saying if I'm lifting next to Dorn, I'm going to look like an infant by comparison.
But to me? What?
We're going around the AFC North coming up next. All these other teams lost this weekend. Their franchises are in tatters, and the Pittsburgh Steelers stand alone atop the AFC North. All right, before we go around the AFC North, I promised an injury report, and boy, daddy, do I have one for you. No. Injury report is brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. Doran, how about this? So the Browns lose last night in hilarious, spectacular fashion. They've now been eliminated from AFC North playoff contention. It's outstanding. Myles Garrett left the game at 2 different points yesterday, one time with a shoulder injury and the other time with a hammy injury. So keep that in mind. A short week for the Brownies, and Myles is, well, he's banged up.
Yes.
It's a shame.
Yes.
Who has more sacks on Sunday, Myles Garrett or TJ Watt?
Well, Myles Garrett's probably not going to play.
He might play.
Would you play? I mean, think about it. Honestly, you're out of contention. I mean, you've been out of contention. You basically sold off your assets. You caught a little lightning in a bottle with Jameis Winston, but you're losing games. Like, would you play if you're Myles Garrett?
I was thinking about it from a different standpoint.
And you already got a one up on TJ last game.
That's exactly my...
You did what you had to do.
Yep. I already proved in my head I'm better than him. I had 3 sacks. He did jack crap. I'll just take this game off. If TJ goes off, he goes off, but I had my game already.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. But now we go around the AFC North, brought to you by Champ Tires, Pittsburgh's trusted tire source since 2009. The Bengals obviously lost to the Steelers on Sunday, and Chad Ochocinco was doing a podcast with Shannon Sharp, and he was sobbing. Like, I don't know if he's a great actor or if he's just really upset about the window closing on his Cincinnati Bengals, but here's their interaction.
You should be crying.
We gonna be all right.
No, y'all ain't.
We gonna be all right.
Next year? Y'all ain't gonna be all right this year. You done got them people, you had people in Cincinnati believing you. Man, Ocho say we gonna be all right. Not everybody ain't doing nothing but eating chili and hot dogs.
I like Skyline Chili, by the way.
Do you?
I do.
I've never had it.
What's not to like? It's meat sauce.
What is it? Isn't it spaghetti or something like
that? Well, they'll serve it over spaghetti, right, with a whole bunch of cheddar cheese on top.
Bolognese.
It's not bolognese. Yeah, bolognese. Yeah. Bolognese.
Bolognese.
It's not great, but you get three hot dogs and then they slather the chili on it and then you throw cheese on top. What's not to like? It's fine. It's not great, but I'm not going to crap on Cincinnati for their chili eating. It's fine.
Hmm.
But that's all they have.
Right.
Because they ain't got the Bengals. Because they're done. And the Steelers beat them twice on Sunday. I've said this multiple times. Ain't no T. Higgins playing in the last game. You're not going to see Ja'Marr Chase in the last game. You're not going to see Trey Hendrickson in the last game, though you really didn't see him in the first game. He didn't play very well. Dan Moore Jr. did a great job against him. They had a great game plan for that guy. They're going to beat him again. They're done. And it's not going to be a quick fix either. They'll probably get a new defensive coordinator. They're going to need a lot of new defensive players. They're not going to have T. Higgins next year. I don't think they're going to have Hendrickson back next year. I don't think they're ever going to get back to the Super Bowl, Doran. I think Joe Burrow is fabulous, but as we're seeing this year, you need more than that.
You think Zach Taylor will be around? You think there's a chance?
Donnie Football interviewed one of their radio hosts before the game last week. He was filling in for Starkey. And the host, Mo Egger, is his name. He said, I could take Zach Taylor or leave Zach Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
I think you probably keep him around for continuity's sake. I think you try to follow the Steelers and Ravens model, but take him or leave him. I don't think he's a great coach. I think he's fine. Mm-hmm. I think he's a good play caller. All right, John Harbaugh. Now as we flip over to the Ravens, talking about Deontay Johnson.
I'm going to have to wait just to clarify. There's some moving parts there that we're going to have to figure out and explore. Just see where we're at.
Sounds like he wants to get cut.
A little bit.
And that they might be okay with that. We're going to talk to La Canfora, Jason, of course, coming up at 9:35. I'm interested in what he's hearing on all of that. But Baltimore now has lost 2 out of 3. And I don't know, Doran, tell me if you are seeing it the way I'm seeing it. The Eagles, super physical. On defense, on offense, just a super physical football team. The Steelers, super physical football team. That's only the second time Lamar's ever lost to an NFC team. I wonder if there's a type of team that gives them fits. Or if it's just, hey, these teams are good, and they beat them.
Hmm. Yeah, physical teams. I mean, and it's not like Lamar's like taking the brunt of it. I don't know what it is, but he does have problems with those teams that are built that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're onto something there.
Thank you. I think there's something to that.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was Jameis Winston last night.
Winston is picked. Intercepted. Bonito. Goodbye. No flags. Touchdown, Denver.
One of two pick sixes thrown by Jameis Winston last night. It had him, well, talking to God after the game.
I know I'm better than this. I know. I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes.
If there was ever a soundbite in the history of the show that I did not get tired of playing, this I think would be right there at the top of the list.
I know I'm better than this. I know. I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes.
So funny.
Is he a good guy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Very.
I want him to be a good guy.
Very, very good guy.
I know he just beat the Steelers a couple of weeks ago, and he had that snow globe touchdown where Nick Herbig's getting held on the backside. Still pisses me off seeing the NFL Films version of it. I want to like him. I want to root for him. I don't want him to be a Brown because I want to be able to, you know, root for him and his team to win, because I really like the cut of his jib. I think he's authentically weird.
Yeah.
I don't think he's putting on.
Mm-mm.
I think he just is a strange guy.
My man stole crab legs. Who steals crab legs?
Especially when you know
in college,
yeah.
Like, what are you gonna do? You're gonna cook the crab legs, Jameis, like in your dorm. Like, you're gonna boil the crab legs. You're gonna buy some old, or you're gonna steal some Old Bay too. Like what? Who?
It can't be what? That. It can't be that hard to cook crabs.
No, it's easy. But I mean, you're talking about a 19-year-old kid. Like, what? You want crab legs? You're 19. Like, go steal a burger or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Why crab legs? Makes no sense. That's Jameis Winston. No sense. I'm gonna steal a cluster of crab legs. Like one cluster. So I'm gonna just gnaw on these all night.
No, the dungeon is kind.
Yeah, no, not the dungeon is kind.
Mrs. Doubtfire. I mean, you know, future West Virginia head coach Jimbo Fisher was paying him under the table too. Like he had money.
Of course, you had to slide that in
there. I did slide that in there. Yeah. All right, that's around the AFC North today. Brought to you by Champ Tires, Pittsburgh's trusted tire source since 2009.
I know I'm better than this. I know I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes.
Coming up next, we react to something that Mark Cabali had to say on yesterday's show. We're going to play a little game. I didn't tell you about this.
Okay.
It's not a fun game.
Oh.
It might be fun for our listeners, though, and they can chime in at 412-928-9370. First, though, Fan Weather's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, the Chevy Red Tag event, now through December 2nd, 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Today, a high of 33, low of 22, partly cloudy.
I know I'm better than this. I know. I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes.